Hello, this is Harley, and I am going to talk about something that I think is very brave of myself to talk about, because I'm kind of embarrassed about this subject, because I just am, but, you know, whatever. I'm going to talk about my personal, fetish is, now to be super technical and stuff. I just googled fetish, and as a noun, fetish is an inanimate object worshipped for its supposed magical powers, or because it is considered to be inhabited by a spirit. Now, that is not the type of fetish that I'm talking about. Although sometimes a dick can be worshipped for its magical powers, but, you know, that's not what we're here to talk about. a course of action to which one has an excessive and irrational commitment. That's kind of on our path. Or this last one, a form of sexual desire in which gratification is linked to an abnormal degree to a particular object, item of clothing, part of body, etc. So with that, it could basically, a fetish can be devoted to almost anything, and realization of fetish, I guess I'm into pain, I don't particularly need that to come, but it is something that helps. It gets me going. It makes me extremely wet. This could be through spanking, biting, scratching, slapping, whatever form. I was just about to say something. Oh, so there's this weird thing that happens that when I am masturbating, I will move my legs in such a way that I give myself a Charlie horse, and I've been able to give myself, like, on-command Charlie horses ever since I was a kid. It's pretty easy. I can do it almost on command in my thigh, or not my thighs, my calves, and I can do it in two or three different spots in my feet, which I find weird. A friend of mine said that it's because I have potassium deficiency or something weird like that, but I used to wake up a lot in the middle of the night with Charlie horses. If anyone doesn't know what that is, it's really fucking painful, and essentially a bunch of muscles that you have in whatever particular area bunch up, and it is one of the most painful things that can happen to you, especially in the middle of the fucking night. But because of that, I learned how to bring myself out of said Charlie horse. Mine usually would happen in the calf, and I just... Let's see, how do I, I just stretch my foot the opposite direction and kind of hope for the best. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But sometimes when I'm getting off, I will unintentionally make a Charlie horse happen, and I don't necessarily stop it because for some weird reason, it makes the orgasm more enjoyable. There's been a couple times where it helped, which I think is kind of strange, but, you know, whatever floats my boat, or gets me off, whatever you want to say. So there's that. I also really enjoy, during sex and just masturbating, if I have, like, a dildo or a vibrator in me, I enjoy certain areas of, like, my, I guess it would be my uterus, or, like, the lining of getting, I guess, bumped or, like, stretched pressure, which can be, it, like, borders on that line of, like, pleasure and pain, and in some moments, it's really, really good, and I really like it. And then there's, like, other areas where I'm like, fuck no, don't do that. So there's that part. The next, I would consider that a fetish, if you want to school me on that and say that it's not, whatever. The second thing that I realized was a serious, or I didn't realize it was a fetish until later, but I really love it when men tent, where they have specifically boxers on, and they're hard underneath, and then they make a tent. And I think it started as a joke first, but there's something about, like, whenever I see it, it just, it's an automatic turn on. Like, that's mine. Or I get to open that, or whatever. Like, it's a present. And it's just really fucking sexy. Like, if you have, like, whitey tighties or, like, Speedo suits or whatever, and you're hard and it's to the side, like, leaning up against you, that's still attractive, but it's still not as good as boxers. Yeah, it's just not as good. So, with talking about that with porn and watching when a guy will be hard, like, under jeans or whatever, and then the woman starts licking that, that, okay, watching it, I don't care for because I'm jealous, so I don't like it. But doing it, that is one of my favorite things to do. And it has nothing, I don't care for the texture of whatever they have on, but just the fact that I can touch and, like, molest you, men, molest men, from the outside, and it has an effect, it just, ooh, it gets me going, and I love it. And the third thing, and I don't know if this would necessarily be a fetish, it's kind of one of my preferences. Well, okay. You know what? I'm going to talk about that in a different recording. In, I guess, a recording about my favorite types of porn. Which I don't know if you would consider a fetish. But, you know, that's just going to be a different recording. So those are, like, my two main fetishes. And, well, okay, I guess we could go into, like, sub-dom stuff. I really, really like being held down. I like being manhandled. I like being roughed house. If you give me that, like, dom look, oh my god, I'm yours. Butter. Hold me up against a wall. Make sure that I can't move. And I just, I'm not gonna say that you could make me do whatever you wanted, but as long as it wasn't something that I was, like, seriously against, you could probably get me to do it. It would just be really easy because I go in this, like, sub mode, and I don't shut down, but it's like a switch where I'm a normal person and I'm outside the bedroom, and then you give me that look that, like, dom people have. Women can do it to me too. And I just, I guess, I feel like I just shrink, and I automatically look down, and I don't know. It's, and then I get all hot bothered, and yeah. Anyways, so that's the thing. Yeah, so those, I guess I'm not embarrassed to talk about those fetishes. I'm gonna be embarrassed when I talk about porn, because that's kind of embarrassing. But that is another recording. And thank you for listening.